I'm no longer for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. For I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. Are you hurting or broken thin? Overwhelmed by the weight of sin? Jesus is called. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My tears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Thank you. Good morning. Hope is in the light this morning. Let us pray it. Lord, thank you for being our best friend. Thank you for another day. Lord, you are kind, loving, generous, faithful and giving. You always listen to us, and you have the best advice. But most of all, you laid down your life for us. We thank you this morning. We thank you for our two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for keeping us focused on you, Lord. Hallelujah this morning. Focus on you. We pray for every prayer warrior and guest and new guests that join us this morning and the artists and scriptures that join us this morning on this call. We pray for every dearly owned family, for sharing artists worldwide and the staff that help us to keep our products moving. We pray for a speaker this morning about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary, Lord. Help us this morning. Just touch our lives this morning. The word, thank you this morning. We lift Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Mother Owens, Mother Edith, Mother Scott, scripting them like never before, Lord. Go out. We pray for the sick and the shut-in and every frontline worker this morning that's helping our community with the COVID-19 pandemic. We pray for every bereaved family this morning, Father. You know them name by name. Comfort them, Lord, like never before, Jesus. We love you and we do you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Honorable Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, Sandra.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Psalmist Kaylin. Yes, we are a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for bringing us into the throne room. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. Happy 2021 to you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California. Yes, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and Jesus joy on this winning Wednesday. And so we want to thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to this, the Master's Call. And I heard so many new family members join us this morning. We appreciate each and every single one of you. And I just want to let you know a little bit about this call before we go into our speaker for this morning. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010. Yes, we in 2020, we celebrated 10 years here on the Master's Call. Every Monday through Friday at this divine and appointed hour. And I am so thankful for our two co-founders, because if they did not say yes to what God asked them to do, we would not be able to gather here today. So I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their yes, because it allows for our lives to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And so we start off this call in prayer. We end in prayer. And on Fridays, we take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. We also have a website for this call, and you can go online to themasterscall.net, the Master's Call, or the, you know, it's up to you, masterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived. If you're on our fast, which started on January the 4th, then you will see prayer directives for the fast. And if you're on here and you're not a part of Artist Life, but Artist Life is how this call started, you can just change the name and put your company's name in the prayer directives as far as what we're praying for, okay? We are all kingdom builders and building the kingdom, so whatever multiple stream of income you have, just put that name in it and pray it and keep it going, okay? That's unity in the body of Christ. So our theme, we have a theme. Oh, my gosh, I'm excited about this theme for 2021. Our theme for 2021 is God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established. Did you hear me? They're being established and supernaturally revealed. Hallelujah. We thank Dr. Vanessa for that download. That is our theme for 2021. We need to start speaking and decreeing that over ourselves each and every single day. And you're probably wondering, how can I be a part of the Master's Call? Like, I've got a song I want to sing. I want to be a greeter. I want to greet the people when they come on. I want to be a host, like which I'm doing right now. Or you just want to be a part of the leadership team. Well, send an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will get in contact with you. Following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call. And today, the topic is Awareness Wednesday. I'll let you know what the topic with the Phenomenal Flanagans will be covering later on. But that number to call into the call, because, you know, our health is very important, is 712-770-4005. You're going to use the access code 294-617-pound, and that is immediately following this call today. And, yes, and so, like I said, Artist Life, it's a phenomenal health and wellness company started over 30 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, and I thank God because an appointment with Artist will change your life. And you know what I say? Only if you let it. Okay. All right. So I am getting ready to bring our speaker to the platform this morning. And she is absolutely an amazing woman of God. You can, like I said, go to our website to find out more information about her, but I have been knowing her. We went to high school together over 30 years ago, 30 plus years ago, but that's all right. We look great for our age, right? Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, so we have been connected for a very, very long time. She is our newest team member here on the Master's Call, and I thank God for her. Her name is Minister Ruth Smith. She was born in San Bernardino, California, raised in Inglewood, California. She is the mother of Ian and Jalen, and they are absolutely amazing children of God. She is an undergraduate in business, and she has an MBA from Shorter University. She has served she was saved at 15 years of age, grew up in the Kojic ministry. She is a member of Riley North Christian Center, where her pastor is Dr. Jeffrey Chapman Sr. She has served Decatur, Georgia's homeless community. I mean, I'm telling you, this is a powerful woman of God. She resides in Atlanta, Georgia. She has also been a foster parent mentor and trainer for 7 years for the Department of Family and Children's Services. She is blessed with the compassion for the people and to serve the people in excellence at all times. Her favorite scripture can be found in Psalm 119:105, which says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So without further ado, let me bring to the line at this time my sister, Minister Ruth Smith. Are you there?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Songbird Tiffany. I am here.
Praise God for you. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, good morning, Master's Call, prayer warriors, family, and friends. Giving thanks and honor to the Lord who is the head of my life. And I thank each and every one of you for allowing me this time today to talk with you, to encourage you. Thank you, Minister Kaylin Thomas, for ushering us in this morning with beautiful praises and songs with her sweet voice. And we know that a child shall lead us. She is a young woman, and we ask the Lord's blessings upon her. Thank you to our greeter who greeted us so graciously today and welcomed everyone onto the call. Thank you for my dear sweet sister, longtime friend, met when we were about probably 14 years old, Sister Tiffany, Minister Tiffany. And I can attest and testify that the energy that you all hear when she's singing, when she's ministering, when she's encouraging, when she's just talking about anything, she was that same way when she was 13. So we were both kind of over the top with our personalities. Little did we know that was our gifts, you know, that some may not understand. So the Lord has used us both mightily, and we are very humbled. Thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for allowing me this opportunity to talk with the family today. So the title of my message is, What is the Lord saying to you in 2020? Well, we can all attest that he's saying a great deal. Some things we know from the past, as the Word teaches us. Other things we're experiencing real time in our family and in others' lives, and hearing about different situations around our community, the nation, and the world. And a lot of things that we don't know, because we don't know everything. We'll never know everything. Only the Lord is all-seeing, all-knowing, and only he knows our future. And our faith, trust, and hope relies in him. So the first time that I experienced death involved two of my siblings. Both tragedies occurred around the same time. So my memories are a bit vague, but I remember certain situations. I was probably between 10 and 12 years old. I recall that my mother was taken to the hospital. My oldest sister and I were super excited to meet our new baby brother, our sister. To our dismay, Mama returned home, and back then, that's when they kept you in a hospital for after you had a baby for like 2 or 3 days. Now they pretty much send you out the next day. But she came home a few days later, but she didn't have a baby with her. And then we learned that our sister, named Imogene, was a stillborn, so she did not make it. It was a tough process, especially for my siblings and I and my parents, especially my mother. Although she was married, she still pretty much lived as a single parent. My dad just didn't really know how to be a father and a husband. It was a tough process for us, but thankfully, even though we didn't realize it, my mother was very strong in her faith, and the Lord truly sent the Holy Spirit to comfort our family during that time. So my brother and I, his name was Mac, we were extremely close. He was special needs, and the doctors told my parents that he would only live until he was 5 because enough oxygen didn't get to his brain while he was in my mother's womb. So he was 12 years old, and he got a pretty bad cold. And on December 12th, 1976, he passed away from pneumonia. So the Word tells us that all things, not some things, not the things we want, not the things we wish, but all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. And one thing I do know now is that my mother did love the Lord, and she was called according to his purpose, even though she only lived for 45 years. So I ask you, can sickness and death work out for our good? I know for some that may be a harsh and bold statement, but don't disconnect the line yet. Stay on a little while longer, because in the end, we will see the joy of the Lord. I carefully explain yes to the question, can sickness and death work out for our good? Because the Word says that all things work together for our good. Some things need to die in order for us to live. And things, meaning people, places, experiences, sometimes they need to die and be disconnected, severed from your life so that you can live. Yes, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua the King, our Melech, our King, experienced great infirmities and died, but he rose again and lives today and seated at the right hand of our Father and advocates for us and comforts us and walks us through those dark places. Fast forward, COVID has thrust our world, our communities, our families, our friends, even people we don't know. We get messages, we see things on social media. The sickness, the infirmities, financial uncertainty, and unfortunately, untimely deaths. Last Wednesday, I received a call that my uncle could not awaken by his wife. He suffered from diabetes, and the family suspected that he was in a diabetic coma. He simply fell asleep and did not wake up. I was quickly reminded that in June of this year, of last year, my mother only had two siblings, one brother and one sister. In June, my mother's sister simply fell asleep the eve of Father's Day and did not wake up. But on this day, we celebrate his life. Small children are looking to their parents to explain today's tumultuous times. Death seems more prevalent nowadays. Conversely, adult believers and non-believers are asking, what is the Lord saying in 2020? I submit to each one of you, our Creator, the Most High, our Redeemer, the Great Restorer, our Waymaker, our Rose of Sharon, our Prince of Peace, the Miraculous One, the Lord of Hosts, the Father of Lights, all-seeing, all-noting, knowing, the Creator is saying the same message he said in 1920 and 1820 and further back than any of us then can account. All you have to do is open up his word and listen to Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Lord. I will strengthen you, yea, I will keep thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Look again back to the Old Testament. A lot of us, you know, we kind of stay in the New Testament, and that's fine, but we have to read the whole Bible and understand and delve into the whole Bible. Just walk back to Lamentations 3, verses 22 through 24. And it says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And the song says, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. There's more good news for you, family and friends. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Just walk through Psalms 143 and 1. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer us. In thy righteousness. Oh, that's a powerful and encouraging word. Run back through Jeremiah 29 and 11, and we stand on this as a leadership team and prayer partners. For I know, and that's the Lord speaking directly to you wherever you are this morning in the U.S. on this call. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Wow, make it personal, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Yes, Lord, your shalom. Oh, do we need that today? And not of evil, to give you an expected end. Wow. We walk by faith and not by sight, not by what we see and hear on social media around and about us, but our faith is what keeps us. The joy that the Lord has given us, the world cannot take it away. Can I get a witness up in here, up in here? Go back to Psalms 31 and 2. Bow down thy ear to me. Bend, deliver, bend, but don't break. Deliver me speedily, but thou art my strong rock. Oh, yes. 4, and house of defense to save me. He is Jehovah Nisi, our banner, our protection, our shield of righteousness. The angels encamp around us and keep us. We can't see them, but they're there, keeping us from hurt, harm, and danger, and walking through us through our most difficult times, as we've all been faced with the sting of death in one way or another, of family, friends, and loved ones. Maybe it was a spouse or a sibling or a dear friend or a coworker or someone you didn't know, but you heard about them, and we prayed for them. Oh, strengthen us, Lord. Walk over to John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. There's that word shalom, peace again. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Lord, we know that to be true now more than ever. But be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. Wow. Walk back through the Old Testament to Psalms 32:8. Here's your answer. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou should go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Wow, the all-seeing, all-knowing eye, the hands of the Lord, the feet of the Lord. Just delve into his word, study to show yourself approved. A workman needeth not ashamed. I want to say that's in Timothy. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Oh, wow. We rest upon Matthew 11:28-29, don't we? Let me read that again. Come unto me, all ye that labor, all-encompassing, all, and that are heavy burden. And I, the Lord, the Most High, our Creator, the manufacturer of our very being, the one that gave us breath, will give you rest, peace, rest. Take my yoke upon you. And learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Wow. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. There's your answer, family, right there in Matthew 11:28-29. So, family, this is not a message of despair. I know it started off a little sad and a little rough, but this is a message of encouragement. As we get older and we grow in our faith, I'm 54 years old now, and that child still gets sad about the different things that have occurred in our life. But this is a new year. This is 2021. And Lord, I stand corrected on this morning. My message and my title should be, what is the Lord saying to you in 2021? Yes, we can laugh and rejoice. Some of you may be saying, hey, it's 2021. She said 2020. But I just got corrected on that so graciously. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wow. So like I mentioned, as I begin to close this message today, what is the Lord saying to you in 2021? This is a message of hope, joy, peace, resilience. My pastor declared this. The Lord gave him a word. This is the year 2021 of restoration. We need to be restored, rejuvenated, revived. Energetic. Go out and walk when the sun is out and it may be a bit brisk. Bundle up, and if you can move, even if you just walk to your driveway and back, walk around your neighborhood, get out, breathe in that fresh air. You know, we're fasting right now. We're praying right now. If you fall short, just pick up where you left off. Ask the Lord to be with you and soldier on. As we fast and pray for 40 days and 40 nights, the best we can with the Lord, we may stumble along the way. Don't be too hard on yourself. Just lean on the word for strength and forgiveness and hope, and seek for a closer relationship with our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, our King. That's why we're fasting, right? We're fasting to cleanse and purge ourselves and deny ourselves, but more importantly, to get closer to the word, to the Lord, to really listen to what he's telling us. We must be strategic this year. We must walk in purpose. We must have a strategy for what we do for our lives. Command your morning. That's what Dr. Cindy Trim tells us. Command your morning. Your words are spirit. They are powerful. So everyone, be encouraged, be content, and whatever state you find yourself in, the Lord is with you always. Thank you so much for allowing me to share a few thoughts with you this morning. I love you all. Host, are you there?
Amen. Praise God. What a powerful message today. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth. I'll be calling you back momentarily to give our benediction for today. What is the Lord saying to you in 2021? Hopefully you're listening. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. For this is the day that you have made, and we certainly will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we have nothing to complain about because you woke us up into a new day with possibilities, new opportunities, new connections, God. And we just thank you because you are all of that and more. We thank you, God, because you are our shepherd, and we thank you that you are our father, and that we thank you that you are our, that we are a child of you, Father. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that thy kingdom come, thy will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven, for each and every single life, God. For we are whole, we are healed, we are saved, we are sanctified, we have power, we have dominion. We woke up this morning winning. We woke up this morning more than conquerors, God, because you are our shepherd and because you are our master. We thank you, God, for creating us. We are all fearfully and wonderfully made, God, and there are great things awaiting us in this day. So we go out with anticipation and expectation of the greater that is coming to us in 2021, God. So have your way in us today, Father, and speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, and show us so that we can work on us. Align us according to your will. In Jesus' name, I pray right now. And also, God, I ask that you would just fill my sister Ruth up until she overflows with your virtue, with your love, with your joy, with your peace, and every single thing that she needs. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So if you want to go back and listen to the replay of this call, you can do that by dialing 712-432-1085. Use the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. Some of you may be headed over to the morning motivational call where it is Awareness Wednesday. You got to take care of your wellness before you can do anything else. So supplementation is very important. So please dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. If you follow us on Facebook, you'll see that it's posted. The topic today will be Transform 90. We all have some of those COVID assets, so if you want to, you know, get some of them off, then, like I said, head over to the Awareness Wednesday call with the Phenomenal Flanagans, and you will hear more. We invite you to join us back here on tomorrow at this divine and appointed time, and bring a friend with you. Share the Master's call with someone. Also, don't forget, tonight is Wednesday. For those of you who are on the fast, we will be meeting tonight, midnight, Eastern Standard Time, 11 Mountain Standard Time, 10 Central Standard Time, and 9 Pacific Standard Time. Connect to Dr. PK Roberts' page so that you could get the Zoom link for that call, and or reach out to one of the members of the Master's call, or follow me on Facebook because it'll be posted on my Facebook page, okay? So, again, thank you to Psalmist Kaylin for bringing us into worship and to the throne room this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, for seating us and greeting us and opening up the call in prayer this morning. And it has been a privilege for me to serve you this morning as your host. And Minister Ruth, again, thank you, thank you, thank you for that profound message this morning. I'm going to ask right now that you would come back and open us up, or close us out, not open, close us out in prayer.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Bless you, my sister. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your heart, in your sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. In Yeshua's name, have a blessed day.